Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler. Robert Squirrel Lester. Pretty old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
There was no other, no, 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 no. Lord, take away the pain.
Take it.
Oh, you know, let it fall like rain.
Take it.
And it couldn't be much worse down below. Thank you. Thank you. You're so beautiful, huh? The signs of springtime. I tried to keep the past behind me, but she doesn't remind me she's gone. She's what I had dreamed of. Then I think of
back.
Come on, the gun, sir. Everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
Oh. Woo.
It was a cold.
Yeah.
This day. My life, I had the rubber cover, no. Cold is there. My life, I thought there was no other, no.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as two separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, Soul School Music, live on Tribe Family Channel, hosted by Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, proudly welcomes the Ebonies, and we have of the Ebonies, William Smoke Howard, and we're so surprised that the others have joined us. And speaking of the others, I'm talking about Kay, Ray, all right, and the sister queen of the Ebonies is holding, but she's not going to join us. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Marshall Thompson, what's happening, my brother?
Hey, President, good evening. It's good evening and be very glad to have that super group, the Ebonies, on the show tonight. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful show tonight here.
Oh, let me tell you something. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Can you hear me?
Wait, slow down, brother, slow down. Let me first get to who it is that we're talking to, because there's several lines open. So now, is that William, is that Kay, or is that Ray? Who is your guest, Marshall? Who is that?
This is Smoke.
Hey, go ahead on. William Smoke Howard, you are on with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights. I'm the creator of Tribe Family Channel, Beverly Black, and so I also want to welcome Kay and Ray. The phone lines are open. Marshall Thompson, say hello to your guest.
Hello. I want to say welcome to the show, number one, and it's a pleasure to have you on our show. A super group, the Ebonies. Wow. Well, you know what? I want to hear that song tonight. That secret song I want to hear. That's one of my very special songs. And when the Ebonies was on the show with me, I was sitting on the curtain listening to them sing that song. And what a great job they did. What a great job. Welcome.
Wow. Well, listen, William Smoke Howard, thank you for taking the time out with Marshall Thompson here on Soul School Music. Kay and Ray, chime in. Ray, go ahead. Let us know you're in the building.
I'm here, and I'm just enjoying this good conversation.
Ray doesn't say much.
And I'm here. I'm the one that gave you a little tidbit.
Wow.
Keep on singing. We got all the shout lights here, too, with it. All the shout lights in the house. We just listening to y'all having a good time.
Oh, really?
All right. Wow. Well, you know what? The queen of the ebony, she's holding two, and her phone line is open, so she can chime in if she wants to. But first and foremost, Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shy Lights, we want to once again congratulate you on your two-time Rock and Roll Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations for continuing to carry the torch of the Shy Lights.
That's right. Congratulations,
thank you so
my brother.
Kindly for that. It's a great honor to be in the position and everybody, and thank all the groups, the stylistic, dramatics, everybody for making me godfather of all vocal groups. And that's a pleasure because they say, well, Marshall, we got to give you this. You've been singing with Shy Light for 58 years, so we got to make you this. So it came from all the groups across the country. So I really appreciate it.
Wow. And we want to appreciate the Queen of Diamonds, Ms. Daisy Brown, for bringing the ebonies to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. So, without further ado, the ebonies and Marshall Thompson will begin this dialogue, starting with when you first met and where did that take you from there. So, let this be a roundtable discussion with the ebonies, Marshall Thompson, and you may begin. We're going to go in a little alphabetical order. So since we have William, we got Kay, and we got Ray, let's start with Kay. Let's go with Ray, and then we're going to go with Smoke. Queen, well, no, you know what? Queen, ladies first. Go ahead and tell the audience who you are.
That's right.
My name is Geneva Wilkes. I'm the soprano of the group.
Is that what you got to say?
She's not just a soprano. This is Smoke. She's trying to be modest.
I didn't think you guys could hear me for a minute there.
Not only does she make us look good and sound good, but she is a talent in herself. She is the newest one of the group and the youngest of the group, but we keep her in line, and she keeps us in line, and we just have fun doing it the family way, the ebony family way. So, Geneva, go ahead and act like you're at rehearsal and tell us about you.
I don't know if we're going to give her that much leeway.
No.
Let me ask y'all this, because, see, Marsha Thompson and the Shy Lights, you know they keep it busy. They're on tour, as you all know, because you all are always on tour and performing, too. But they're currently at rehearsal, and so since he is taking the time out to have them there, let me have you all dialogue with Marshall, and I want to know let's start with Geneva, Kay, Ray, and Smoke. When did you first hear about Marshall Thompson and the Shy Lights? Go ahead, Geneva.
You know, probably from the song. Did you see her just listening to the music and just old school for my parents, you know, in the basement, just listening to the old school music. That's where I heard, you know, from the Shy Lights.
And for me, back when I was in high school, when we was in the talent shows and whatnot, you know, we was doing Temptations. We was doing Shy Lights. We was doing Ebony's, you know, because, you know, I'm not one of the original members. I came along later to fill in and help the sound out to keep it going. This is Kay. I'm the first tenor. So, you know, the Shy Lights for me have always been one of my favorite groups, you know. So I look up to them,
You know, that sweet sound, that Chicago, that Chi-Town sound, boy. Y'all led the way for a lot of us, man, and inspired a lot of us. I want to say thank you for that, man. I want to say thank you so much for that. And you are the reason.
Well, for myself,
it was a pleasure having you all on the show with us in New York back in the day, and you did a great job. And I love the way whoever wrote that song, the reason song.
I
give him a lot of respect for that.
Wow. Now,
hey, Marshall, there's a lot of different leads now. Which part of the lead are you talking about?
Look, I can't let y'all put him on the spot because guess what? Management just done slid into the building. Welcome the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. Hey,
hello.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Now, we want to thank Ms. Daisy Brown. Ms. Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds, co-produced this show, okay? And she's going to be bringing it to Soul School Music. She is no joke. Y'all already know. I don't even have to explain it. Do I, Queen?
No, baby. No, my sister.
I know they already know. Now, we're going to hear from Ray. When did you first hear of the Shy Lights? And then we're going to go to Smoke.
Okay, well, I first heard of the Shy Lights. I'm originally from Trenton, New Jersey, and I started in a singing group there. And we were doing a lot of Have You Seen Her, Write a Letter, Coldest Days. I mean, we were just mimicking these guys. And then I had the awesome pleasure of they were performing in Trenton. Back in the day, Trenton had a lot of venues. And the four of us went down and we checked the Shy Lights out, and they blew me away. From that day on, I've been one of their number one fans.
Wow. Now, William Smoke Howard, come on with it to Marshall. When did y'all first hear the Shy Lights? Because you know what? He at rehearsal, and I'm going to have to let him go. That's why I'm trying to get this in.
Well, Marshall, I heard you so many times on the radio and different venues, and also performing together at different shows. It's kind of hard for me to pinpoint exactly when, because you guys are just internationally known. So, I mean, you've just been out there. I mean, you made your mark on the music industry. So big. I even saw you on TV. I think I saw you one time on the Dinah Shore show or something.
Yeah.
That's all that, you know. That it's like, you know, we kind of left the planet for a minute, but you guys kept going. And, you know, we did. We walked out there with forever, and you're the reason why, and set the world on fire. You guys came out and did your thing, but we kind of vanished for a minute there for about 15, 20 years, we vanished. That's why. But our music was still being played, just like y'all's music, over and over, man, internationally, United States and internationally. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed to say that I've known you all of my musical life.
That's all right.
Wow.
It's an honor to hear you say that. And like I said again, I think that you all were one of the greatest talent groups to ever come out when I heard your song, when I heard your hit record, Reason. You know, that was a great song.
Yes, back in 71. That's right. That's right. Gamble and Huff wrote that, gave us the opportunity to do something with that. And it's been on. You know, it's a pleasure to be able to hear you sounding so strong, man. That gives me a little more drive to do things. You know, we're trying to do some
give you
new
a little
stuff.
Hope to let you know you're going to do it too, right?
Oh, we're going to keep it going.
Come on now.
We got to get stuff together. The Ebony's and the Shy Lights together would be fantastic.
Ooh, all right. Well, you know Daisy on the line, and she don't play when it comes to all that, so be careful what you say, okay? Now, Marshall.
How you doing, Daisy?
Hello, sweetie.
Marshall,
how you doing?
I'm good.
Well, now we want to respect the fact that this man is the godfather of vocal groups. Now, Marshall, we're going to go into some of the Ebony's music. We're going to come back. I'm going to ask them questions, and you hold on as long as you can. But you guys, don't be surprised if that man leaves the building because he does what he does. He's a phantom. He operates on stealth mode, okay?
That's my brother.
He earned it.
That's my brother.
He earned it.
So,
pleasure having y'all on the show tonight. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You, my
thank
God
you. It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Godfather, so you about to hit the building and get with the rest of the group and finish out that rehearsal?
Yeah, they're right here. Right
all right. Well, hello to all of the Shy Lights, and y'all have a wonderful rehearsal, okay?
All right.
All right. God bless you, and I'll be talking to you. Me and Daisy, we're going to hold it down from here.
Okay.
We got it.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, love you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into Soul School Music's Soul Radio Show with Marshall Thompson. He is at band rehearsal with the Shy Lights. All right, so he has left the building. He did it better than Elvis does, though, right? So Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds, the co-producer of this segment, is holding it down with us. Now, this is what we're going to do. Daisy might have some questions. I know I got a lot of questions, but we've got the Ebony's holding right here on standby. We're going to recognize first our sponsor, Genius is Common, created by Mr. Bruce George. He is the co-founder of Russell Simmons' Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO, and he is the founder of Genius is Common, the global movement currently in 10 countries and growing. And as a shout-out to Genius is Common, we're going to hear from Mr. William Smoke Howard expressing his genius right now.
Oh. Hello there. My name is William Smoke Howard. I'm from a little town called Bristol, Tennessee. I graduated from Spring High School, Tennessee State University. Did a little time in the military to serve my country. And I'm a graduate of life because every day there's a lesson to be learned. And as I went along, I learned that either you take something out of it, absorb it, use it, and share it, or what good are we doing? All of us have something within us to share with others. I understand that it inspired me to write a song called What Did You Do Today to Make Somebody Else's Life a Little Better? Now, I'm saying it because I sing with this group called The Ebony's, three vocalists. And what I, on the stage performing, sing after and sing, I've seen the smiles from people's faces. And I've seen the reaction. And I'm saying I'm doing something to help somebody else out. Now, all of us got some type of talent, some type of gift that we're not sharing or that we're not using. And I'm telling you this because life has a lot to offer. When you think about this, just an everyday thing. And remember, genius. You hear me? Genius is common.
Genius is common. And ladies and gentlemen, we want you to visit our sponsors at www.geniusiscommon.com. Now, Mr. Marshall Thompson left the building, but guess what? He expressed his genius too. Check it out.
Hi, my name is Marshall Thompson, godfather of vocal groups. From the satellites, Genius is Common. My genius is when I played with Gladys Knight and the from the beginning of my career. Played drums and went all the way with my career with two number one, two top 20 singles, and all the way to the top. Number one for 18 weeks. Genius is Common.
All right, now, all right, now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel, brought to you by Genius is Common. Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. This particular show with the Ebonies on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson is produced by the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, and she's right here with me as we are about to interview the Ebonies. And so, I want the Ebonies to take it upon themselves in the same order that they went in. The Queen, Geneva, went first. We had Kay, we had Ray, and then we had Smoke in the building. So tell us, Queen Geneva, when did you start your musical career? Who were your musical influences?
I started my career singing for my parents' company when they came over in the basement. Me and my brother and sister, we would actually perform in front of for their guests. And some of the my idols back in the day was Nellie Cole. She was I just idolized her tremendously. I had pictures of her, and I sang all of her B-side music. And definitely Patti LaBelle, and of course Gladys Knight and Whitney Houston, and all the greats, Yolanda Adams. I had a lot of idols that I admired.
Wow. Now, one of our hosts on our brother station here on Tribe Family Channel, the Men at the Well, Pastor Bruce E. Rivers, he used to tour with Natalie Cole, and I remember seeing her as Circle Star, and I just adored her as well. And so, yeah, that's something right there. So you got your start early on, family, and then you had some great musical influences. So now, Kay, the spotlight's on you, my brother. Let me slow down. I done got beside my little self. Queen of Diamonds, did you have a question for Geneva?
No, Geneva, I'm just so glad that you're part of my brother Smoke's group. You know, everybody's my brother. I've got so many brothers and sisters. God has truly blessed my life with so many beautiful, talented people, and I am just awesomely, awesomely overwhelmed. And I'm just glad to know that you're my sister.
Thank you so much. I am your sister. You're definitely appreciated for this whole. I'm glad to be a part of this this live show and excited to be here and be a part of the Ebonies. I was actually singing in bands when I actually started. I was singing in wedding bands and I had my own band and so forth. But that's where I really got my start originally. But I appreciate my time with the Ebonies. These are my brothers, and I love them so much.
I'm so honored. And Smoke, you guys are just awesome, and I'm just so glad that you all agreed to come on. It was so easy. I called and said, "Can you do it?" Yes. It was no question. Who is she? What she's about? Nothing. No questions or anything. Yes, we'll do it. And that is what we need. We need people who are a positive persons in this industry who have paved the way for the newcomers who really don't respect the sacrifices that people like Marshall, Smoke, Stylistic, the Dells, and all those guys, James Brown, and that have made, and I'm just grateful. So you guys just hang in there and keep doing what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Keep carrying that torch. Keep carrying that torch. And we're honored that the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown herself, can make these types of shows happen. Okay. When she said it was easy for her, well, look, I wouldn't have been able to get to you. So I'm so glad that the Queen of Diamonds did. Hey, the Queen of Diamonds got to you. So now I don't know if Kay or Ray dropped off. Kay, Ray, which one of y'all still with us? Because somebody. Who?
This is Kay. I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay,
I'm
Ray, are you there?
Thing.
I think Ray dropped off. Ray? Yep, that's the one who dropped off. All right, so when we wait for him to come back in, I just want to remind you all that if your call drops, you can call back in, and I'll see you in the studio and reopen your line. So we're going to go ahead to Ray. I mean, not Ray, because he dropped off. Smoke. What are your musical influences? When did you start... in music.
Are we going to Smoke or are we going to K? Which one?
Oh, K, you didn't answer yet? I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah,
K,
yeah.
You. I thought
I'm
K answered.
There.
He's excited.
He likes to talk, Beverly.
Okay, hey, we're going to Beverly. K. So we're going to go Geneva, K, and Smoke. Because Ray out.
Okay.
Go ahead,
K. My music life has been crazy, you know, because... when I was a kid, singing was not what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a pianist, you know. I wanted to be a concert pianist. I wanted to play jazz. But somehow or other, I got turned around. And when I was 13, I ended up doing something that no other kids did. I ended up singing with...
You ended up singing with who?
I ended up singing with Duke Ellington when I was 13. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Have you ever crossed paths with Michael Henderson?
No, I
the bassist
not.
Michael Henderson.
Not through the years.
Okay, because
I know
he got
about,
his
no,
start
I
with. Yeah, I talked to him. He started with Duke Ellington and Miles Davis and Ella Fitzgerald. Yeah. So, okay, well, go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, so that was something that I hadn't planned on. And because he was Duke Ellington's choir director, that made me, you know, do an audition that I hadn't planned on. And he said, you go sit over there. And when them people come back, you tell them, I said, sit there and you part of this thing now. So that's where
now,
I found out, you know,
you better
that
sing.
I had a voice. Now, needless to say, my whole entire family are church singers. And I'm the only one that's not. But all my father, my mother, my grandmother, my uncles, my aunts, everybody. So it's not unusual for a Cheney, that's my last name, to have a voice, you know. So anyway, but I ended up doing the stuff. After that, I was inspired to sing, and I ended up in high school in the talent show. Mm-hmm. We were doing groups, the Temps, and Smokey Robinson and all them. And that's where I started honing my skills. And then after I left, you know, about 20 years old, I ended up in a group for a while, the Majestics. And I ended up being the first tenor and the baritone, you know, because I go both ways on that.
All
right. I would do Smokey Robinson and turn around and do Teddy Pendergrass. You know.
Wow.
But and the years went on, and then I started doing some jazz as a solo artist for a while, which is something that I still aspire to do. I do it off and on now. But I had an opportunity. I had this rare opportunity to come and be with the Ebonys, you know. So I'm the first tenor for the Ebonys. I'm having a ball. People seem to appreciate it, so I'm happy about that. And, you know, this late game in life is just.
Who told you we appreciated it?
You know, I feel it. I know it. I know it. I know it.
He better
I'm
be glad we're on
the
phone, huh? He's talking about the audience. He wasn't talking about the people on the stage with him.
Say that again. Say that again. that again.
Well, now let me go over here to the Queen of Diamonds and see what she have to say to you, Mr. K. Queen of Diamonds, what you got to say to Mr. K over here?
I appreciate you, Mr. K. This is Miss Day. No. It's amazing how, you know, we can be in other arenas and come back and find our place, our actual place where we're supposed to be. You know, it's like a practice. It's like a rehearsal. And God has blessed us to go from here to there and find out where we really need to be. And Smoke, he is so appreciated.
That's right. Well, that's who we're going to hear from next.
I'll tell you if he won't tell you.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, listen, that's what I want to hear about, too, because you and Smoke, y'all something else. See, y'all been setting this up for a minute. Me and Marsha Thompson, we didn't know what was coming, but we know what's here now. We got the Ebony's Live on Soul School Music hosted by Marshall Thompson. I'm his sidekick, Beverly Black, and guess what? We are with the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown, because she has co-produced the Ebony's right here live on Tribe Family Channel, sponsored by Geniuses Common. So now, Smoke, you and Daisy, something else. Your musical influences. Okay, and where did y'all meet? We want the skinny. You and Daisy, y'all drop those gems. Give us the skinny. How did it happen?
Daisy, you want to tell them or do it? You want to start from the beginning because I didn't sing much.
Yeah, well, start from the beginning. We got time.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Where is the beginning, Smoke? I mean, we're talking about years and years and years and years and years ago.
I'm going to start back and do it real quick.
Okay.
Back with my mama, she's in the kitchen. I'm in the bedroom singing, and she's happy. When I stop singing, she says, "What you doing? What are you into?" So I start singing again. So finally, I went to the choir, started singing in the choir, but never thought I'd sing a lead for anybody. Went out of the church choir at AME Zion Church in Bristol, Tennessee. I went out of there. And we formed a group called the Hardened Gospel Singers. And the guy made me, the leader made me the lead singer. And I said, no, I don't sing lead. I just sing background. He said, no, you're singing lead. So ever since he gave me that mic and told me I was singing lead, I decided I didn't want to stop. So then we went down out of a little group in high school called a little group in high school called the Utopians. We tore up Tennessee all over the place. And then I went to Tennessee State University. We had a group called the Fabulous Newtones. And all of us sang lead in that group, in harmony. And I kind of fell in love with doing the harmony thing because we used to do a lot of the Four Tops, Temptations, Mad Lads, all that kind of stuff, you know, Tennessee Mad Lads. And then I started doing my own thing a little bit. And then one day, I'm listening all this time, guys, with this group out of Camden, New Jersey, because called the Ebony's, and they're singing these songs that they still play on the radio today. They still play our songs on the radio today. And I'm like, who in the world are they? So one day, I was talking with, I had a group called Smoke. It was just a regular band, but I sang lead. And one of the guys, Victor Karstoffen, I don't know if you know him or not, he passed away, but he used to be the pianist for the Temptations. He came by and said he wanted me to put out a record with David.
Wait, slow down. You said, Daisy, no, I ain't no joke. You said, now who has gone on to glory that played piano for the Temptations?
Mr. Victor Karstoffen.
He played for the
Temptations. But he put out a song with me called Freakin' Time, which reached the top 50 some in the nation. Back in the 80s. But he was with he passed away probably about 5 years ago.
Bless his heart, but you and he created legacy together.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been around doing things together, but he and David, he put David and I together. And then we tried to do an album, which didn't work out, but later on, David called
Slow down. Now, you done said the Temptations. You just throwing out David. Are you talking about David Ruffin, David?
No, I'm talking about David Beasley. David Beasley,
okay,
the original first tenor for the Ebonies.
All right, that's good. I want to hear that last name. Okay, so David Beasley. Okay, go ahead, continue. This is history.
Yeah,
we have to get it all.
He and I were supposed to be doing a Sam and Dave type duet type thing, but it didn't work out. I won't say the reason why, or do you want me to tell you
mm-hmm.
the reason why?
It's like up to you. This is Tribe Family Channel, so, you know,
okay,
when you say the reasons why, you know, the family is listening, but we want you to tell the truth, so, you know,
Amen.
You can do what you want to do.
Well, you know how it is when I'm like this. I can sing background or I can sing lead. I can be the chief or I can be the Indian. Whatever
and
the necessary to do to get
so
the
you can
done,
lead
I
or
can
follow.
That's right. But some people can't. So in that case, he dropped out. But we made friends, and he called me one day, and he says, Billy. He called me Billy. He said, Billy. Because, you know, the lead singer, James Tootin, they call him Booty Tootin, passed away. And
bless his soul.
David called me to take his place because we want to get the Ebonies back out and moving and grooving again. So he and I got together and we reformed the Ebonies because, you know, the Ebonies were out of focus for about 15, 20 years. Most people didn't even know it because they heard the song so much on the radio.
Come on
so
now.
From the 60s. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Slow down. I didn't know. So you got this, you in rotation and on vacation. God dang. How do you do that? Y'all getting a check and ain't on stage. But go ahead.
It was a good song.
You know,
you better believe it.
Bev and Dave, you know, the main thing about that, and you guys know this, you know, coming in contact with different artists, whoever's on those songs, for making the money. So we talk about gambling.
Right, right.
We were getting notoriety, but they were getting making the money. That's where it was back then.
Okay,
but
so let's
now,
talk about back then. Slow down. You said back then, and then you said now, and so we're going to talk about back then, and we're going to bring it up to now. So now back then, who ran off with the check? What promoters, what incidents, how was that going, where? Because we keep it real here. You know, you're on Soul School Music. This is Marshall Thompson's show, and he didn't become the godfather of vocal groups for not managing business. And he said that. Show business is 90% business and 10% show. So out of the 90% business-wise, back then, were they handling business out of the 90%? What percentage of business was being handled back then? Let's go with that.
That was the problem. Only about 10 to 15% of the business was being handled by the artist that was doing all these beautiful songs. And the other one was done by the corporations, Gambling Huff, Philly International. So the artists didn't really own the song. So you figure that out. You know, if you don't own it,
that's correct.
You don't get paid. You only get paid for the shows you do.
Right. And if they don't book you, you know, you're not getting paid. So Gambling Huff are getting paid for that airplay while you are on a hiatus for 15 years, song plays, still in rotation, but y'all not getting a residual check.
And that's just the way it is because ownership is ownership. I mean,
but here's the thing. Now, this is what I want to know. Now, back in that time where Ray Charles had already come along and had already given an example of how to own your catalog, and still the music industry was doing its own thing. So it was those chosen few that you couldn't mess with, because you couldn't play with Ray Charles and his music catalog, you know. But there was still the.
Think about this.
Go ahead.
Think about this. You got these guys coming out of Philly International to down to Camden, New Jersey. And and telling you that you sound good, and we're going to write a hit song for you, and they do that, and all of a sudden they pop these cars and stuff in front of you. Those movies that you saw about that, they wasn't false. I mean, they're six, you're talking about 17, 18-year-olds. 17, 18-year-olds getting all this gold flash in front of it and fame and stuff and not being able to handle it. It wasn't
right,
until later
absolutely.
On. Right, it wasn't until later on that you know, they figured, and really not later on, because I don't know. See, I wasn't part of that at that particular time. When I came in and started doing something right, my song, I take care of business. I own my own music.
Wait a
company.
Minute.
Swing to...
Daisy?
Daisy,
you still there?
I'm here.
He might be there. Wait music.
A minute. Did you hear what he said? He said that might have been then, but when he came along, he took care of business. So let me convert that and translate. When you came along, they better have your check ready. You ain't trying to hear nothing.
I ain't trying to hear it. Because that's why I incorporated. That's why I write my own songs. And Kay knows. Kay can tell you the same thing because he owns a studio. And
that's
and
right.
He copyrights.
All
you
right.
Get the copyrights and all that stuff.
Come on.
But see, back then,
come on.
Back then the guys were
starstruck.
That, you know, they just didn't take time to take care of it. You can put the money in your hands, but they don't realize that money goes just as fast as it comes. And the real money is up on ownership and copyrighting and that sort of
that's
thing.
Right.
They didn't realize it
until
they got
right.
older. Yeah,
that's
it's all
right.
About
right.
So many of our groups lost out behind that, not knowing that particular information. You know, they were hyped up on the fact that they were performing or whatever it was that they felt they were
right.
doing, but they
yes,
didn't
right.
realize where the bottom line was.
Yes.
You know,
right.
here's
that
the
was
thing.
A lesson
this is
you
what
had
I perceive. And I perceive that, you know, when you finally break that yoke and break through,
right.
you're not focused on, okay, make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. You focused on the song. We broke through. The audience is listening. We're on the air. The producers, the people, they're putting money behind us. They like it. But you're not remembering that the ones that's putting the money behind you, let me check. Now,
let me
fast forward. Let's fast forward and give these millennials their just due. Because
right.
these babies wasn't playing, okay? They bring a whole different gangster, okay? We all grew up with our little gangster, and we had our own way of popping our collars. But these babies these days, when they produce music, they want their money. They're not playing, okay?
And the hard lesson,
yes, I was just getting ready to say, the hard lesson, think about it, Tupac. My brother from another, okay? All the cars, the this, the that, and the other. And guess what? He didn't get paid. He didn't get paid, okay? So these millennials came along and changed the game. They start producing books. Master P and them, they have a book out about the business of music, okay?
Because
these babies, they breaking the yoke. They ain't trying to have you taking their check, okay?
But
it's
you know, Beverly, when you think about the fact that Marshall says 90-10, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But see, back during the day, that wasn't something that you phantomed. The only thing that you wanted to do was be up on the stage and perform.
Mm-hmm.
Think that the limo's going to
come
pick
now.
You up. You got a show tonight. You know, we're going to go and do this, do that. But the business was what was being overlooked. And
right.
so many
mm-hmm.
of our brothers back during the day, they were overlooked and they were screwed. I mean,
that's
really,
right.
mm-hmm.
really screwed.
Come on, royally.
You know, and the sad part was they didn't even bring any Vaseline when they did it, you know, and that really hurt.
Come on now. Come on now. You know, because everybody has families to feed, and the cold part, like you said, because I would be livid. I'd still be after somebody's neck. Where my check, okay?
And
from back then.
It's all about the black and white. It's about the paper.
Mm.
It's about the paperwork. And we, for so long, were not educated about anything about paperwork.
That
you know,
is correct,
the
but you got to add green to that, sweetie. You got to add green.
Well, green comes. If you take care of the if you take care of things contractually, the green will come.
That is correct.
It's not going to come if it ain't in black and white. That is correct. Not to put a damper on anything,
but and like now, I mean the pay is not like it used to be. Nobody wants to pay, but they want that quality. Now, I know we got a quality group. When we go out, we give 100%. And people are sitting there with their mouths open. Where have these guys been? But here's what we do. We do the contract. We tell them what we want. I don't care if it's for a nickel. You're going to give me a contract and 2.5 cents before I show up.
Amen.
And if you don't give me the rest of it before I go on the stage, you ain't getting no show.
Hold
up.
Let me let all of y'all know right now, okay? I'm going to give you a warning. You can't be saying stuff like, you're going to give me 2.5 nickels. You can't, you're going to lose me. I'm about to fall out over here laughing. They're going to give you what first? They're going to give you 2.5 cents first, right? Okay, if you owe me 5, I need 2.5 up front, or a third. Okay, you can give me a third in the beginning. You can give me a third halfway through my show. A third of the way through my show. And you can give me the rest at the end of the show.
Hey, let me say, half and half. We have gotten contracts, traveled to the venue, and the person there tell us, well, we can't pay you until you finish singing because we're still collecting on the door. We turn back around and go back to the dressing room, don't we, Kay?
I know that's right. Cause I'll wait till y'all get everybody in the damn building. Then how about that?
Right.
Since you can't open the door, let's wait until you close the door and see who in the building to see if I get on the stage or not.
There you go.
So
that's
everybody, I'll come out there
go.
And tell everybody to calm down while we get the building filled. Go out and tell your friends if it ain't enough here. But for me to come up on the stage, my check gonna have to be ready, and I'm not even a performer.
Right.
Daisy, tell them.
Hello.
Wow.
But, you know,
that is so interesting.
But the sad part is that
the audience sees that when they come in.
And I know where they're coming from.
Exactly.
I ain't mad at you about nothing. I ain't mad at no promoters about nothing.
Wait. Let's let Daisy finish because y'all are cracking me up. Okay. Wait a minute. Go ahead, Queen. What you say?
I was saying that the sad part is that the audience realizes, you know, that, hey, these people need to get paid, but they want a show because they came out. But
yep,
it's really
right.
the promoter's job to promote
mm-hmm.
the show. You know, you've got promoters who think that the artists are supposed to sell the tickets. No, you're supposed to promote your show so that the tickets are sold so that when the artist gets there, there's no problem.
Okay,
and
they've got it all wrong
because you're not if you book a show and you've got A, B, and C, then you're supposed to know that A, B, and C can pull X, Y, and Z.
But
at the same time, it's not their job to go sell tickets.
And you know
it's
what?
Your job
you know what
to
happens?
Promote it.
You know mm-hmm. what happens with these promoters? Because I promoted also. What they do is if you can't afford us, don't book us. You can't hope that it don't snow or rain to have my money. You need to have
right.
that money up front before you even start this. If you can't afford to do it, don't do it.
Didn't I give you a warning already?
Is this smoke talking, Daisy? Wait, slow down. Is this smoke talking?
That was me. Yeah,
smoke.
That's smoke.
Listen. I'm
going to
tell
you
how silly I am. You cannot crack a joke. You're going to lose me. Now, what do we say about they better have this money?
It's
talking about you
joke.
Can't hope it don't snow. What you say?
You better.
Right. These promoters nowadays, they try to take advantage of you by hoping that they get money at the door and extra money so they can pay you.
They want.
But I've never done that before because I've been on both ends. I've been a promoter and I'm an artist. So I know I have the money before the artist walks in the door.
That's right. That's right.
Because you're supposed to have those ticket sales. That's out of, here's the thing. If you grind, now I'm not even in the business, okay? But I know that, okay, I'm a publisher, all right? So in order for me to get the money up front, I got to sell the books. So that means
that's
I got to
right.
sell the tickets and fill those seats. And once I fill those seats, I have to have that show booked far enough out so that I can fill those seats and have enough promotion time so that by the time y'all get to the building with the
that's
band
right.
and the music and the this and the that, I can hand y'all a check. Y'all can get out there and slide all across that floor, drop sweat and sounds and beats and be done. Okay,
that's
it's
right.
simple.
And you
it's
know
so
we sweat
simple.
When we perform, when you know when the sweat starts coming.
Man,
it's really
y'all
good
spinning
known.
Around and singing and sweating, and you want to know. Yes, I want to know. I love that song. Y'all tell me, look, let's get to the music, because I do want to know. I love that song. Daisy, he said, you want to know how long we're going to be. Yes, that is a good question.
Forever.
Women need to start
forever.
Opening their minds
forever.
And asking
forever.
The man, how long
forever.
Is this going to last, brother?
Forever.
Okay, is this
forever.
Just a spin cycle?
Forever.
Come on, man. My God, that song is no joke. But the way he come about it, and then he be talking about, oh, my God. Look, somebody tell me who wrote that song, set up that song, because this is what we're going to do. We're going to go back around the room because I know the Queen Geneva over there holding, probably been cracking up. Kay, you still with?
I'm still here, baby.
Ray called
Ray
in, but nobody's
back.
Answering.
Ray
he's
called in and
gone,
nobody
he
answered.
Said he can only listen. He said he can only listen.
I have one thing I want to say. I wish it were me that wrote it.
Yeah,
wait. But now, Ray, since you can only listen, hey, Ray, okay, we're going to shout you out. I'm so sorry that your call dropped, but we recognize that you are holding, and so we got Geneva K, Smoke, you know, and the Queen of Diamonds over here holding it down live on Soul School Music, hosted by Marshall Thompson. Now, Marshall Thompson, he left like a phantom and went to rehearsal because the Shy Lights is touring all year long. So William Smoke
yeah,
Howard, Kay, praise God, and Geneva are holding it down for the Ebonies. Ray is listening, and you know what? He making sure that y'all telling the truth. He holding y'all accountable because he's going to have it all over Facebook. Well, the one thing we do know is if he can't talk, but he can type. So y'all better stick to the script.
And he
so
can
now,
lay you out, too.
Well, he ought to pay his bill. He ought to pay his bill. It wouldn't drop.
No, now, listen, let me tell you something. That's why I always tell you in the beginning, if your call dropped, call back. But the way this works is they may have not allowed so many calls to come in. They done shut the door on them. So I'm sorry about that, but I bet you one thing, there's been times when my call has dropped. And matter of fact, it dropped during this show, and you just didn't know. I had to call back myself. So that's the digital age. Yeah, y'all didn't know. I try to keep it flowing like that. But listen, we have the songs in queue. It's Forever, because I want to know. And then All My Life, and You and I Are Friends. So what order would you like these songs played? I want them in the chronological order of their origin. So somebody describe these songs for us. Let's go with you, Smoke. I believe that, you know, you might have.
Well, Forever was the second hit song. It made number 13 on the R&B charts. After You're the Reason Why. So that one would be first. Then You and I Are Friends, that came out last year as a single. And then our newest one is the one that Kay does the lead on. And what's the name of that, Kay?
All of My Life.
All of My Life. So that order.
All of My Life.
Now,
All of My Life. Music.
For- Forever came after what? You're the Reason Why?
Yes, yes. You're the Reason Why was the first song that was dropped. It that came up. It went up to number 10 on the charts. Forever came, Life in the Country came out, then Forever came out as part of the album. Forever made it up to number 12. And after that, you know, a few other things happened. But then, you know, remember after that, the Ebony's kind of lost track of things because we were gone for about 15, 20 years. Then when we came back, we came back with, well, actually, that wasn't the first one. What Did You Do Today was actually the first one we came back with. Actually, we have an album. The last album that we did, that the Ebony's did, was done in 2003. So that was called That's Forever. It's almost like the answer to Forever. And it's got some dynamite songs on it. When the Love Is Gone is on there. You're All I Need. And actually a version of All My Life is on there. So then after that, we did What Did You Do Today? Then that's a single. And then we did You and Our Friends, and then we did All of My Life. And just to back up 1 second to confuse you even more, before we came out with the singles, we did a song with Vince Montana Jr. and the Philadelphia Orchestra, which was one of the top hits in Europe, called That's What Love Does. I did the lead, and the Ebony's did the background. That's a classic. Over there, you can't purchase it unless you want to spend about $75.
Wow. But that is what's up. Yeah, that is what's up, though. You know, the UK and the exposure that they give to the artists is phenomenal by comparison. When we hear these testimonials, especially on how, you know, our black artists are treated, you know, it's just phenomenal. You wouldn't think,
Wonderful.
Yeah. You know.
And not only that, before you go, we're getting ready to release an EP.
Who said I was going anywhere? He said before you go, I ain't going on. Moving on. We're about to party. I'm loading up some music. What you talking about, boy? We're about to party.
He just doesn't know.
He don't know. We're about to party, but go ahead before you go.
I was just going to say, we're going to be dropping some more things. We did, I Believe, and I don't know if you never mentioned one of my favorite songs. I believe for every drop of rain that falls.
Everybody knows that song.
We did that over.
Wow.
And I got to send it to you, because what we did was, We at the end of it, we kind of modernized it and put some of the younger folks' versions in it, called It's Written All Over Your Face. Who was that by, KK?
That's the Rude Boys.
It's written all over my
Rude
face.
Rude Boys in there.
You got to hear
our version live.
Well, you got to send it to me.
We don't stay back in the day. We bring back in the day up forward and make them enjoy it, and then we take it another step forward to make sure we in the times where we're supposed to be. See, that's why.
That's what showmanship is all about. You all are entertainers. You're showmen and women. You know how to do this. Okay, that's what makes it classic soul. You couldn't be on Soul School Music by Marshall Thompson unless you were bringing it. And Daisy know that.
Yeah, I know that's right.
I learned my lesson trying to bring on, you know, before I got
couple
to my
folks.
First show, he said, now let me tell you something, and I'm so glad I listened. I was not hard-headed. I could have been hard-headed because I'm a hard-headed person, but I listened.
You know, right?
I'm no better than anybody. I'm just as hard-headed as I want to be, and something disciplined me to listen to Marshall Thompson, and if I had not listened, that man would be through with me. Ain't got nobody time for that. Man ain't got time for that. He gone now on rehearsal. So what make you think he got time? What did he say, Daisy, for no Amos and Andy? He ain't gonna
that's
do
no
it.
He don't have time for no Amos and Andy mess. That's what he says.
Okay. That's his regular
that's my
vernacular.
Brother.
Okay. So now listen. I'm so glad to have you all on this show. This has been one of the most enjoyable shows. We are getting ready to get into all of the music, the aforementioned music. But I want to go around this room and ask you all, now, let's bring it up current to today's business in music. What would you tell the young people today? As far as advice in the business, because they don't know. So first we're going to start with Queen Geneva. We're going to go to Kay. Ray, we waving at you. Smoke, you're going to bring it in. Daisy, you're going to close it down, and then I'm going to take us out. Go ahead, Geneva. Speak to the youth of today. Geneva, you still listening? You there? She listening, she there, she multitasking. Oh, that's okay. Her line is open. She muted us because you know what? Queens are doing queen things. So she might be picking up kids,
you know,
groceries, cooking gumbo. Ain't no telling what's going on. Save us a plate. Now go ahead, Kay. You tell us, speak to the youth about today's business. What do they need to know?
What they need to know is that, like when we were discussing earlier, that as much as you love to sing, as much as you love to play your instrument, the one thing you must know is that this is a business.
Business.
So
amen.
That means you have to be educated in business. In the business of music, you need to know what contracts are, what agreements are, what points are. You need to know what the terminologies are for recording, for royalties. You have to study. You don't necessarily have to go to school, but you have to know someone that can hold your hand and walk you through this and make you understand what it really is, because it's not the fame and the glory and the bright lights that makes you get the money. It's the paperwork. It's the black and white. It's the signatures that you put down that sometimes you shouldn't put down. You know, these are things that we're not educated enough on, but these youngsters, you see, these guys that we look at now in the hip-hop business and whatnot, you got to understand, a lot of these guys went to college. They got a persona of being thugs, but they're educated. They have been to school for they've been to school for business administration and whatnot, you know.
Yep.
So you know, but they put this facade on, and the kids see just that, and they think that that's all there is, and that's the way it was for us, you know. But there's a world out there now. You got the internet. There's no excuse for being ignorant anymore. There is so much education out here that you need to have before you attack this business, because this is a business that will eat you up and spit you out if you don't know what you're doing.
Amen.
And that's what I'm saying, babe. You got to understand that it's business first, and you're selling your wares. You know, you got to have a business set up before you sell your product. It's just like any other marketing that's out there, whether you're selling a yo-yo, a car, or whatever. You have to have your business structure set up before you start to sell your product. Not after you sell your product, before, because if you do it after the fact, somebody's going to take your stuff away from you.
If I were in church, I'd say, preach, preach, preach.
Amen.
I'm
very adamant about that with kids, that, you know, that everybody wants things now. They want things fast. And that's another problem. They want it so fast that they overlook everything. And that's one of the tactics and one of the weapons that the media and the industry uses on people that
come on now,
educated.
That instant gratification. Don't want to put your time in. You better do your time. Okay, that's
right.
Why I'm over
you,
here on Blog
got,
Talk Radio right now doing my time, okay? But I'm not going to be sitting here. I'm trying to get syndicated, okay? But right now I'm doing my time.
All right, okay, that's the thing. That's the main thing. You got to put the time in. You got to, you know, you got to put the
Come
time
on.
In for your education and for mm-hmm. and your craft. And your craft. You just
mm-hmm.
can't pop up and say, I'm somebody and I'm just going to start singing and expect it to work for you. You know, you have to sacrifice. There's time
mm-hmm.
that has to be put in. There's sacrifice
foundation.
That has to be put in to get it
you
done.
Need a foundation.
A pianist doesn't become a
That's
jazz.
Right.
A pianist doesn't become a jazz pianist by just tinkering every once in a while. They sit at their piano for like 12 hours a day practicing. You know, and this is the same thing. If you're a singer, your voice is your instrument. You have to practice. You have to, you know, sometimes sweat and tears, blood, sweat and tears to get it right. When you do that, you have a great reward.
Well, let me ask you a question, Ken. Why did you want to cut practice off early yesterday then?
Don't get me started. I knew first of all.
Save that for the sidebar. Well, now listen. Okay. Let me ask. That was K for Ken. Now, Mr. William Smoke Howard,
yes,
tell our youth. Yeah, tell our youth what they need to know for this business.
First of all, you're only here because there's a greater power. You got to realize that. I don't know what you believe in or what you don't believe in, but believe in something. Because if you don't believe in something, you're lost, first of all, and you're not going to go anywhere. Secondly, don't be afraid to use or to talk to other people that's been there before you while you were doing your thing. Because trust me, as an old school person, I see y'all's talent. I see the youth talent. It is phenomenal. But at the same time, sometimes they think that it's just instant gratification, and because I got all this talent, everybody in the world is supposed to love me. Well, they will love you, especially those trying to make money off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And take that rightfully yours. So
they'll
I'm
love you dearly.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm just piggybacking off what
love you to
said.
Death.
I'm telling you.
Love you all the way to your grave, huh, Ken? Okay, you see, and see, that's the other thing. You know, the industry, I'm sorry, but, you know, Smoke, Ken over there or Kay over there talking about they'll love you to death. And see, think about Prince, think about Michael Jackson, think about, you know, Phyllis
yes.
Hyman, you know,
yes.
think about
yes.
they'll love
Sam
you
Cook.
To death. They will
Sam
drive
Cook.
You crazy. Sam Cooke, you know, they'll drive you
Otis
bananas.
Redding.
So, come on,
yeah.
you know, we can go on and on and on, you know. Come on, John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix. Woo, don't get me started,
oh,
but
man,
now.
Baby.
I know
all
I'm the baby in the
shit.
Group. Wow. But now,
all
go ahead,
you know.
Smoke.
Ending.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff, especially when you look at Prince and Michael Jackson's life. Okay.
Yeah, for real.
And today's
mm-hmm.
times, you know, what is the industry? I mean, it's truly not that serious at this juncture. I would truly have to back up off the industry and go back to my, you know, poor little ghetto roots. You know, that's why I have this rule about keeping the main thing the main thing. You know, the main
right.
thing for me is just the plain main thing. Okay, when it starts getting
go.
Too Hollywood, you know, that's when I
back
gotta
up.
Get off this train. Yeah, I gotta back up
that's
and
right.
assess this. Now, all these damn stars and lights and ostrich feathers, too much.
That's what they are.
You know, you
go
gotta
ahead.
Be true. You gotta learn how to be true to yourself. You know, I just, you know. You got to learn how to be true to yourself. I mean, I tell this to my kids all the time, my grandkids. And I know you thought I was so too young to have grandkids, but I do have grandkids.
I did. I did.
And
but
you know what?
Y'all
pictures.
I
can feel it. I can feel it. But I tell
you know,
all
I
the
have
time.
To give it to y'all. I have to give it to y'all, though. When I look at you all's pictures, I said, wow. I mean, you're so stylish and so beautiful. I couldn't wait. And the name is the Ebony's, and y'all just is black and beautiful. Come on now. Ooh.
I'm loving you more and more every time you say something. Keep on talking.
Oh, go ahead, baby.
Y'all a mess. Well, listen, let me let you go ahead and finish, Smoke, because, we're about to play the music, but let me let you finish talking to the youth, Smoke, and close it out about, this music industry and the game they need to know. And then Queen of Diamonds going to finish it off.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the hard stuff. And business is the hard stuff. That's one of the things. And what we did, and also give the quotas and the accolades where they belong. Somebody else might be able to hit that note better than you. Don't be afraid to lift somebody else up, because once you lift somebody else up, somebody else is going to lift you up, and that's going, you're going to get a blessing behind all that.
Come on now.
And be truthful, because I'm telling everybody right now, the Ebony's documentary will be coming out soon. And I don't hold back. We don't hold back on it. We have a documentary coming out telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And we talk about it from day one with David Beasley all the way up to 2016-17.
Ooh, you know, I want to be in the front row.
That's coming out with that's coming out, and this is the first time we've ever said anything about it, but it will be coming out within the next 2 months. So, ladies and gentlemen,
you heard it first, live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. The Ebony's will be releasing a documentary, and they are dropping all the gems, telling all the truths, holding back nothing. So now we're going to go to the producer of this show, the Queen of Diamonds, Daisy Brown. Daisy,
hello.
You know what? I love you so much, and
I love you, Daisy.
Yes, I embrace you, my sister. You have always brought nothing but the raw truth. And when you told me about the Ebony's, I was like, oh, yes. And here we
right
are.
Away.
So I honor you. I honor you, Queen, for bringing the fabulous Ebony's to Tribe Family Channel. So tell us in your words, before we start playing this music, what do our youth need to know about doing what you do? Because you have your special genius in doing what you do that only you can.
Well, our youth need to know that this business is no joke. There's no other business like show business. And if you want to get into it, you need to be dedicated. You need to be willing to go through something, because it's not going to just fall into your lap. I've been with the Shy Lights for 46 years. We've been through the storm. We've been, you name it, we've done it. We've had to do it in order to survive. So if you don't get it presented to you on a silver platter, and if you think you've got what you need, don't give up. That's the main thing. You can't give up. You've got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, no one will believe in you. And with that, I love the Ebony's. They're very good friends of mine. And I have so many brothers and sisters out there that God has just wanted to say that if you're really sincere about the music industry, learn the business.
That's the most important part.
Learn the business. We have
Can't
so many groups who have tried to come out there, they've been ripped off and don't know what to do after they've been ripped off. That's when it's too late. But you've got to learn the business, or at least get people that you trust that will handle your business for you. If you don't know it, or if you can't try to figure it out, get someone who you trust that will know the business and take care of you.
Yes.
I guess that's the bottom line.
So true.
And that is
so
the bottom line. Wow. Now, I want to thank our guest, The Ebony's, and I want to remind our listeners to visit theebonys.com. That's T-H-E-E-B-O-N-Y-S com and get up on this fabulous, beautiful, legendary group. July 1st, they will be in Burlington County, New Jersey at the Burlington County Amphitheater, 5 Pioneer Boulevard, West Hampton, New Jersey. So the concerts are free and begins at 7 p.m. Now, did y'all hear me? I said free. Because why? Because they are giving back to the community. So it would behoove you to go listen to this legendary and very polished group, The Ebonies.
Forever.
And I want to thank you all forever. I want to thank you all. You visit theebonies.com. Be sure to catch up on the Shy Lights. That is www.chi-lites.info. Be sure to get up on our sponsor, Genius is Common. That is geniusiscommon.com. And you can follow this studio at blogtalkradio.com/Gumbo for the Soul. Gumbo for the Soul International is our parent company, and we are part of that family brand under Tribe Family Channel. This is Beverly Black, and guess what? You are listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, and let me blow your mind. I'm the creator of Gumbo for the Soul International, Soul School Music, The Woman at the Well, The Men at the Well, Tribe Family Channel, and the list goes on, because the God that I serve, woo, don't get me started.
Thank you.
I praise him.
Create,
and I thank
create,
him.
Create, create.
Thank
create,
you.
Create,
thank
create,
you so
create.
Much. Thank you so much,
Beverly
and Daisy.
And thank
it's
you
a blessing.
All once
it's a blessing.
Again. It is
yes.
truly a blessing.
Yes.
I love testifying about how good he is. And so we once again want to thank Marshall Thompson, because without him, the last man standing of the Shy Lights carrying that torch, this would not be possible. So we're going to go out with You're the Reason Why, All My Life, You and I Are Friends, and my absolute favorite, It's Forever. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering into the music phase. So the Ebonies, Geneva, Kay, Ray, Smoke, and the Queen of Diamonds who produced this show, I want to thank you once again for tuning in, and God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
so
you for
much.
Having
God bless
us.
You too.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Here we go.
Oh, I know that it's